Welcome to the Josie Show with artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Mr. Brad Howard, Mr. Rudy Bain, and Mr. Rod Bello. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she still hasn't figured out how to get a quart of water in those little tiny Kool-Aid packets without spilling it all, here's your host, Josie Pasatino.
One and welcome to the Josie Show. We are so glad you guys are joining us tonight. I hope you guys had a great week. Not just a great week, a great week. I hope you had that. We have a very awesome show for you. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I have planned on the platter. I have three amazing guests joining me tonight. I'll get to chat with returning guest Brad Howard, Rad Below, and Rudy Bain. It's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. And remember, we are live, so anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting. You never know what I will mess up on or what technology will fail me on. So it's always a gamble. So also, to clear up any confusion between this radio show, the Josie Show, and my radio station, Country Blast Radio, because I know people have still been sending me Facebook messages, what's the difference? Well, the Josie Show is an all-genre show for our music artists. We also have actresses, songwriters. We have everything on the Josie Show. But Country Blast Radio is just the best mix of all that's country, and it's a full licensed station, which means just music, back-to-back. Check them all out.
The Josie Show is a show, and Country Blast Radio is a radio station. One's a station, one's a show.
Exactly. The Josie Show, like Alan said, the Josie Show is a show. Country Blast Radio is a radio station. Exactly. Exacto mundo. Before we put on our first guest here, I want to mention, remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. It will also soon be broadcast on the Journey to Gold station, so I'll give you those details when we got them. And you can also check out our past episodes to visit our if you visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show, the archives. Check them all out. All right, so I think I should put in my first guest here. Well, I don't think. I know. So let me put on my first guest. Everyone, please welcome back Brad Howard. Woo! Hi, Brad. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. I'm so excited to get the chance to chat with you again.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
Awesome. So since the last interview that we had, I've actually had the pleasure of getting to meet you and watch you perform, and I have to say that you are outstanding while performing. You're amazing. I loved it.
Thank you, Josie, and I appreciate you coming out to the show in Illinois and supporting supporting me and the other artists that were there performing.
Yes, everyone did so great. It was a great, great night. It was so much fun. It really was. I loved it. I had so much fun at Taylorville, getting to meet you and listen to all the performances. It was just a blast. And, so for those that didn't hear our other interviews that we've done, I just want to, kind of rewind back so the audience gets to know you a little bit better. So can you please tell us tell me and our audience how you got started in music? What was that like? Was that as a child when you first got started?
Yes, it was. I started out singing in church singing solo in church. Then I got involved with a trio of me and two other women that done some gospel music, and then it went from there. I was also a big, I was all the way back from when I was a little kid, I was influenced by country music, but because mm-hmm. of my roots of gospel and my parents dragged me to church every Sunday, I had to more or less do gospel until I got the opportunity to get out and do more country music. But I was always influenced by people like Hank Williams Sr., George Jones, and, of course, Merle Haggard.
Absolutely. The greats, pretty much. Love it. Yes. You're also, you're a singer and songwriter, so you perform your own music, and you also do some covers as well. So when people come to see your shows, they can they kind of expect some songs that they know, and then also some originals that they would, you know, that they're going to love also. So it's a cool.
Yes, and I like to give them a combination of different things. I mean, if it was left up to me, I would love to do just original songs, but I understand mm-hmm. when you're doing a show, people want to hear something that they can sing along with and that they know and familiar with. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can't never go wrong by doing a you know, by doing a Merle Haggard song or a George Jones song, because everybody's going to love it. And, I mean, I can't do those songs the way they done them, but it's just the opportunity to get to do those songs and getting to let everybody know the kind of music that I love to listen to.
Exactly. It shows more a little bit. It shows more about you when people can, you know, check out the songs that you listen to and you sing. So it's very, very cool. It's a good mix. It really is. Good balance.
Thank you.
Yes. So now, can you please tell us about the original songs that you have out? Where are those circling the web?
Well, of course, I think you've already heard the first album I done was Country All the Time, and it's out there on iTunes. Also, it's on CityBaby.com, and I've got a new album coming out, which I'm really excited about. It should be out within the next month. I'm supposed to be getting the tracks to the songs in about another week, and it should be out in about a month from now, and I'm really excited about it. It's got some songs. It's a little bit of a different album, and it's still traditional country, which I love to do, but I think it might be a little bit more of a lighthearted CD than my first one, but it does have a couple of songs that's kind of what you'd consider more tearjerker type songs, just sad country songs, which I love to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. So it's a really great mix of music on the albums. And you can just, you know, check them out on, you know, iTunes, like you said, and all those easy sites that you can go to. Makes it easy for us. Check it out. Love it. So, okay, so a song that you mentioned here, Country All the Time, which was actually the title of your first album, we have the single here with us. We'd love to play it, all right? Let's do it.
Yes, that'd be great.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Country All the Time by Brad Howard. Here we go. Let's play it.
Well,
right
I'm
now.
Country all the time. Yes, I was raised in the fields of hay between the Mason-Dixon line. You can hunt me down 20 years from now to find me in the pine. Cause I'm country all the time. You take me to a party full of fancy Maseratis on Main Street, where all the women dress up like $1 million hottie on the silver screen. But I'd rather see a rodeo or jump into a swimming hole behind the house. Skinny dipping with my woman, touching nothing but my woman of the South. Cause I'm country all the time. Yes, I was raised in the fields of hay between the Mason-Dixon line. You can hunt me down 20 years from now, find me in the pine. Cause I'm country all the time. Nothing any better than a family get together with a barbecue. Sitting in the kitchen drinking lemonade and listening to a country tune. When the moon is up, we cut a rug around the fire and have a little shindig, man. We started with some shots of penny air from the barrel. bells of a 12-gauge band. Because I cut country all the time. Yes, I was raised in the fields of hay between the Mason-Dixon line. You can hunt me down 20 years from now and find me in the pines. Cause I'm country all the time. Yes, I'm country all the time.
Country all the time by Brad Howard, and we're back with him right now. So can you please give everyone the links to, you know, your websites? I know you're also on some social networking sites. Where's the best places that they can go to chat with you?
Well, you can get on Facebook, of course, and just type in Brad Howard, and I've got a Facebook page. But I prefer, you know, for people, if they want to just check out my music and, you know, contact me when it comes to my music and all, you can go through Facebook and then type in Brad Howard Music and it'll bring up a music page. And then I also have ReverbNation.com where you can go in there and you can type in my name and find my music. And you can also purchase my music through Reverb Nation. There's a link there that you can click on. It'll take you to another site where you can actually purchase if you want to download songs onto your computer or whatever.
Perfect, perfect. So please check those out. Make sure you go there to buy all of this stuff. I'm on Facebook. So also, a little fun question here for you that I wanted to ask. You've achieved so many great things and have had great experiences. What's just, you know, one dream or goal that's out there that you still are reaching for, that you still want, you know, to complete? What would you say?
I would like for everybody I would love to be able to travel as much as possible, and I just want, more than anything, I want people to hear, I want to bring back awareness to traditional country music. I think that it's really still loved by people, but I think it's, right now, commercial radio is really making it harder on people like me and some other traditional country artists, because they don't really, a lot of the mainstream radio don't want to play traditional country. And my big thing is I want to get out there and just as many places, as many people that want to hear it, I want to get traditional country music back out there on the forefront, so people can hear what I consider is great music. And I just think it's sad that there's a lot of artists that's having a struggle being able to get their music heard.
Right. Exactly. I love it. That's a really, really good goal, you know, and we appreciate it. We think you're amazing, first and foremost.
Thank you.
We're fans. Yeah. So now your next song here that we have is called Ashes, and I'd love to play that now, all right?
Yes, please.
I love it. Cool. Let's do it. Ashes by Brad Howard, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Enough her to bring best man
pick up a cigarette to light. But I can't without your face in my sight. And it burns up so steady and so bad, and leaves behind what's left of our past. When our love slowly turns into ashes, well, let's see. But now there's only ashes on the ground. But now there's only ashes on the ground.
I want to mention here that Don Caldwell wanted to say hello, and that he loves your music, and that he can't wait to see you again in August. So we wanted to make sure that you knew that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know we've got a couple shows booked coming up with Don, a couple shows. I know one of them is coming up in August, and then another one next March, and he just mentioned to me a couple of days ago about next March he'll be doing a show with Wesley Dennis, which is one of my all-time favorites, and it's an honor to get to do a show with him. So
yes.
Looking forward to that.
Wow, perfect. Very, very cool. I love it. I was so excited when we got that little message from Don, because he's always so supportive to you and all of our guests. So I had to make sure that was said. I think he's busy right now. And couldn't call in. So I'm glad we did. Yes, yes. So also, another fun question here for you. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works or coming up here in the future? What's going on?
Well, of course, like I mentioned earlier, I do have the new album coming out within the next month, and I'll be getting that out there on Facebook, and I'll be letting people know about that if they want to purchase a copy. And I've got some great stuff coming on. Actually, it's pretty cool. I was booked to do some I'm a big fan of the farmers in our country, and I got booked recently to do some shows at the farmers markets here in Nashville, so I'm going to get a chance to get to play for some people that goes out there and works hard every day and does farming and things, and I really respect these guys, and so that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Absolutely. I'm very excited for your next album. That's going to be awesome. I'm definitely going to get it.
I'll make sure that, I'll make sure that next time I see you, I'll just give you a copy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to enjoy it. I'm going to crank that bad boy up in my car so loud that people will hear it next to me. That's good advertisement. We'll do it. So who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who would you say?
There's a guy, well, of course, the greatest influence in my life has to be my mom and dad, but outside of them, I met a guy that works here in Nashville. He plays music here in Nashville, named Larry Hamilton. He's been a great friend to me. He plays out and about in Nashville. He plays most time at the Nashville Palace, but he has been a great friend to me. And when I first came into Nashville, I was looking for any place, you know, possible that I could actually get out there and play. And when I went to the Nashville Palace, I got a chance to meet him, and he heard me sing and heard me play, and he started getting me up and let me, you know, feel it, sit in with the band and things. And so I have to admit that, you know, Larry has been one of the best friends since I've been here, and he's made mm-hmm. sure that my music was getting out there, which I really appreciate that. And he's, you know, he's actually been out on the road with several artists like Johnny Paycheck and some of the other great artists that I think were great, you know, paved the way for some of the new artists that's coming out now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow, very good answer, very good. And then also, what's one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say has been a highlight?
One of my highlights as a kid was, I guess, going to the first George Strait concert that I got to go to and got to see him sing in person and play. And but since I've been playing out, I think just all in all, I think it's just when anytime someone comes up to me and I do an original song and they talk to me about the way that it touches their heart and the way that it moves them, that's the greatest memories that I'll have. You know, if God lets me live to see 15 or 20 years from now, you know, when I look back on my music career, it's just knowing that my original songs that I wrote, you know, something that I done when I was up there playing or whatever, the songs that I done actually touched somebody is what matters to me more than the notoriety or the money or the prestige. It's just knowing that your music is getting heard and that somebody's actually being touched by that music is what matters.
Mhm. Absolutely, absolutely. Very, very cool. Very, very cool story. And then I got some really some fun questions here for you, if you don't mind. We got some good ones here. So one of them here is, when you looked out into the crowd while on stage performing, have you ever seen something kind of crazy going out there in the audience that you could share with us? Anything like, you know, just, you know, a very, very excited fan, or, you know, what have you seen that kind of distracted you a little bit?
To be honest with you, there's been some times, unfortunately for me, there's been some times I've been singing and playing and I've, you know, been drinking a little bit and, mm-hmm. you know, didn't really, to be honest with you, I couldn't remember half of what I seen from the night before. But
mm-hmm.
from the things that I remember, you know, it's fun when I'm up there on the stage, I'll sit and usually I try to keep my eyes, you know, kind of like rolling across the crowd and looking at everybody, kind of glancing. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll see, you know, people, you know, it makes me feel good when I see somebody maybe singing along with one of the covers that I'm doing, or they're nodding their head like that they appreciate what I'm doing. And, you know, maybe, you know, they're smiling. Just when I look out at the crowd, it makes me feel good when there's somebody maybe just smiling, you know, back at me, letting me know that they appreciate what I'm doing. I can't remember just something that just kind of just sticks out in my head that just, you know, that just kind of has ever just caught me off guard or whatever.
Right, right. Well, that's good. There wasn't anything too crazy. That's good. That's always a good thing. Awesome, awesome. And then also, what is one of the wildest things that you have ever been asked to autograph? Anything, maybe a forehead? What's one place that you have never thought you've ever had to autograph and you did? What would you say?
I've had to autograph a female's breast before.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that one a few times. Yes.
And that's
dedicated.
Kind of a little bit, it is really awkward.
Yes.
But, you know, if they ask for me to do that, and if that's what they want, then, I mean, I don't mind to do it. It's just kind of a little bit awkward to do that. But,
no,
you know,
I hear you.
It makes me feel good that the fans, you know, do appreciate my music, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They do. They're dedicated right there. That's dedication. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard that one a few times from artists. I mean, it must be a thing. They want, I don't know. I don't know. We should leave it there. I have no idea. But, hey, Thank you so much for coming on the show, Brad. We ran out of time, but I had so much fun chatting with you, as always. And one of these days, I have to see you perform again. It was a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, you can come out to Illinois in the next couple of shows that I'm out there.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to check it out and see if we can go. That's awesome.
Yes.
We'd love to. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Brad, thank you so much. You're always so much fun to talk to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. Awesome. That's the wonderful Brad Howard. Yeah. So I really quick here, I just got flagged. So that's why I'm, like, shocked that I got flagged. That's interesting. I never get flagged at this point of the show.
I'm flagging you.
I know. I never get flagged at this point of the show. So I'm like, what did I do?
It was great that we had a chance to get to talk to Brad, and hopefully we get to see him again here, you know, towards the end of summer. That'd be awesome. But your next guest is here, so I want to bring on Rod Blue, and we will put him on the line right now. Let's say hello, Rod. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
We're great. Hello, Rod Blue.
It is.
It
doing?
Is you. I am so excited to finally get the chance to chat with you.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to myself. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I'm excited to get the chance to play some of your music and get to know you a little bit better. It'll be good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to kind of start in the beginning here. I want to rewind back to, you know, your earliest memory of making music. When was that? When did you start making music?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I wrote some lyrics to a song that, you know, was kind of like "She Loves You." Yeah. I was about that deep, and I didn't have any music to it, but I just knew it was going to be a hit. But you know, I was about 7 years old when I started that. So off and on since then.
Very cool. Wow. You were young then when you started it. Making music.
I didn't really pick up the guitar and start that until I was about 12, kind of off and on since then. And the older I get, the more I play. So.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. As you should. You're really, really great. We're fans. We think you're awesome.
All right. Cool.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah, and there was actually one thing here that I read in your bio story. That I wanted to mention on air because it was so funny. I got a chuckle out of the part about realizing as a teen that by combining both football and the guitar attracted attention from the girls, which, I mean, that still works today. But you know, I thought it was so funny.
That never goes away.
It never does.
I think it works better with the guitar than it does with football. But it's seasonal for football. It's year-round with the guitar.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Something about a guitar and someone, you know, singing to someone. That's just, you know, that's what you got to do. I like it. Very nice. Had to mention that. I got a chuckle from that. Also here, I was wondering, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
Currently or my influence that started? I probably started off, you know, I really like James Taylor and that kind of stuff, and that 70s folky stuff, Jackson Browne. That's probably where it started from, and then kind of evolved into more of a country type thing that I'm trying to do these days. But I just write them and let somebody pigeonhole them. I can't say that it's not your traditional country in my view. So. A little, you know, I mean, country and I guess hip hop are really the two strongest genres that are still hanging in there. So everybody, it's kind of country pop or country rock or country. You know, if the Eagles came out today, they'd be a country band, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's just, you know, singing just all sorts of genres. It's hard to choose which ones, you know, to stay with. But you're traditional, would you call yourself, or?
No, I would not. I hardly ever write a traditional country song. Every now and then I do, but I guess it's mm-hmm. a little bit more poppy or bluesy or, you know, country rock. But I like to tell stories, you know, not every yeah. song, but a lot of them. And so that kind of the storytelling thing kind of goes in that country genre. That's where I find mm-hmm. myself.
Exactly. Awesome. I like it. I like it. And, you know, you have such great music out there now that, you know, everyone can check out. So can you tell us a little bit about kind of the music that you have out right now that's kind of circling the web and where we can get it, all that fun stuff?
You can find me for sure at rodbellewmusic.com. And mm-hmm. I actually have an unreleased cut on there that will go on my next record that you can download for free. And you can also find me at Reverb Nation and listen on there. I've got a reverbnation.com/Rod Ballew. And that's probably the two best places. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And so trying to cover all the social medias. But as far as the music, mm-hmm. it'd be the website. You can buy the stuff on the website. There's merch on there. And then you can also find me on iTunes. So
perfect. There's tons of places that they can find you.
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon. You just type up Rod Ballew, you'll find me.
Exactly. Exactly. It's very easy. And we'll also post some stuff on, you know, your websites and, you know, everyone else that's on the show today. But, yeah, we'll definitely post it for you and make sure everyone goes to the website and, you know, everything that you would like, okay? We'll make sure we do
that. Awesome. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Yeah. So now I would love to play some of your songs here. We have your first one that we have, Where Hell Meets High Water, and I would like to play that now if you don't mind. I like
the
name.
Yeah, that's our current thing that we release, so that'd be great.
Cool. Awesome, awesome. Let's get to it. I'm so excited. Here we go. Where Hell Meets High Water by Rod Ballew. Let's go.
Your crawl church of Christ, you were raised upright, dropping out of school, running with the bad boys, trouble with the law, you were ready to fight. Storm been ruined while you were raised in hell. Maybe it's time you asked yourself, is it well? Hell, meet high water. Son, roll out with the tide. There's no place left to run. Now it's damn time you decide. Is this where?
Actually, a question here that I wanted to mention here. I found, what advice would you give to artists that who have a dream that they, you know, have to put on hold throughout their life because of normal family things that come up? What kind of advice would you give to those artists that just, you know, they really want to get into it? How would you say? What kind of advice would you give them?
It's. I mean, I'm still fighting a tough road, so it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You got to stick with it, and there's a lot of things you sacrifice, usually financially, to.
Right.
But it's all about staying power. You've got to work enough at a day job to have the money to lose money on music until something happens, and so many of us find ourselves in that spot. So.
Right. Right.
But
if you truly
love it, and you know, some people get lucky, some people don't, and. It's mm-hmm. usually a lot about who you know.
Right.
So
right.
That's
I agree.
I think. But if that's what you love, that's what you got to do.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you know, just try your best and, you know, everything that Rod said. He said it right. He said it.
Well,
if you define
what your definition of success is and you mm-hmm. have high hopes and low expectations, you know, meaning, you know, if you can make a living in music, that just means, you know, you can play in your local area and you don't have to be a big star on the radio. That's one form of success right there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
True.
So to be able to do what you love on any level is success.
It really is. It really is. And you're doing so well for yourself, I have to say. I absolutely, like I said, I love your songs, and I know people just love it as well. And I'm going to play another song here that we have, your last song of the night that I want to play here, called 5 O'Clock Shadow. And, yeah, let's play that, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go, everyone. Enjoy.
I'm up before the dawn, shower, shave, and then I'm gone. Off to trade my time for money, set old clock till I head home. Making big plans for my little man, till the little hand points the floor. That long ride home don't seem so long, it's almost waiting by the door. He'll come up out of nowhere, every day about this time. You can bet he's gonna be there, no matter rain or shine. He's my 5 o'clock shadow. He follows me around, and I know someday he'll outgrow me. But he's all mine right now. He does everything I do, and he goes everywhere I go. He's mine. 5 o'clock shadow. Get you right there on my back. We'll feed the dog and check the mail. Get on down to Tuffy's Tackle. They got fishing poles on sale. With my feet there on the pedals, your little hands upon the wheels. Yeah, that last my home. We won't tell Mom. You know she won't be thrilled. I'm just trying, Lord, to teach him to stay between the lines. Cause a boy and his daddy, they can't waste his precious time. He's my 5 o'clock shadow. He follows me around, and I know someday he'll outgrow me. But he's all mine right now. He does. does everything I do, and he goes everywhere I go. He's my 5 o'clock shadow. In my footsteps, so I'm making each one count. To him I have no faults, trying not to pat them down. When I tuck him in each night, I thank the Lord for another chance. Around quitting time tomorrow, I know that I'll have my 5 o'clock shadow to follow me around. I know someday he'll outgrow me, but he's all mine right now. He does everything I do, he goes everywhere I go. He's mine, he's mine.
And that was 5 o'clock shadow by Rob Below. So I have some fun questions here for you. The first one, what is one of your greatest career memories so far? What has been kind of a highlight for you?
Probably recording it, you know, going to Nashville and recording that album was a highlight. It was a learning experience, mm-hmm. and a highlight. I won the Fort Worth Songwriters Association Songwriter and Song of the Year with that song, and I didn't even know I was going to or have a clue, and all of a sudden they called my name, and I was like, really? That was pretty much my highlight, and always, of course, the first time you hear yourself on the radio. It's very
cool.
Yes.
And congratulations, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, in honor of Father's Day, 5 o'clock shadow.
Wow.
All about daddies and their little boys.
That's so cool. Very, very nice. Very, very cool. And also, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? What's some hobbies?
Hobby, my avocation, my vocation is music, so that takes a lot of time. I don't know. I like fishing. I like fish a lot. I like to go check out other artists and you know, music and listen to what they're doing and watch how they put on their shows. I think the shows are very important and how they perform and, you know, those type of things. It's just I'm kind of addicted to it.
Yeah. Me too. Very, very nice. I'm stumping you with these questions, but this one's a good one. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything kind of in the works or, you know, something that you'd like to do in the future that we could look forward to?
The main thing right now is trying to get a band put together. We've got a couple of big festivals, and the band, it's like trying to herd cats. So it's a little tricky, and I'd like to get the band put together and get a good tight band instead of something where you just throw some guys together. You know, guys with common goals. And so that's the big thing. I've already got probably half an album recorded, but I'm not probably going to put anything out till September. So as far as projects, that's the next one. I do a lot of solo acoustic gigs and I got one in about 10 minutes after we get off the phone. I start up. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's fun. Awesome. So we have a lot to look forward coming from you, and I'm very excited to see what you have coming up.
Yeah, I've been writing pretty heavily the last 30 days or so, and I've had all these songs in the incubator, and they've just been kind of simmering there, and they're starting to come out, so I'm kind of excited about some new material, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be awesome. I want to really quick here mention, kind of correction. I do have another song here that I'm going to play called Grandma's Got a Lover, but we're going to play that at the end of the show, kind of to close it off, to do a little something special with it, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
Awesome, awesome. And I want to thank you so, so much, Rod, for coming on the show and chatting with me, and you can come back anytime.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll chat with you very soon, all right? Keep doing what you're doing.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Rod Ballou, everyone. Thank you so much. Awesome. He was awesome. I love his songs. I'm so glad we got to play two of them. We got to play Where Hell Meets High Water and 5 O'Clock Shadow. Now, we're going to play his next song, Grandma's Got a Lover, a little bit later on in the show. So you'll get to hear that one as well. So here I want to bring on my producer, but I want to do it in just a second here. Really quick, I just have some announcements here that I want to mention that I didn't get to go through, if you don't mind. So I want to mention here 11 special edition episodes currently up now. For people that haven't been able to listen to our special edition episodes, or you just found out that we have them, you could check those out. We've had really, really great interviews here, so you could check those out. Go to our website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab and check out our episodes. We have 11 up now with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with Ray Price, and Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, and Tony Booth. And later in on the show, I'll tell you about a Josie Show special edition episode that's coming up this Monday, June 17th. So please stay tuned for that. We have special guest Sheila Ray Charles, daughter of the late, great Ray Charles. So we get to talk to her a bit on Monday, June 17th, for a special edition episode. So, I told you, we're not stuck at that number 11. We're going to have a number 12 here coming soon. So awesome. All right, now I want to bring on my producer. I know she has some stuff that she wants to mention that she just loves. This is her highlight. She loves coming on to talk with me. Admit it.
It is the highlight of my week.
Thank you.
All right, so a couple of announcements here, and then I want to talk about our VIP. First, on August 17th from 4 to 7 in Pana Sportsman's Club, hope I said that right, we have got Brad Howard, Rudy Bain, and a special guest from Nashville coming out. Mm-hmm. This is Don Caldwell, who's putting this whole thing together again August 17th. So stay tuned. We'll give you more updates and warnings about that as it comes up. And then at the Eagle Club in Taylorville on March 8th of next year, we will have Wesley Dennis, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain coming. And you never know who else might be showing up. So more details about that coming up soon. But Don Caldwell is putting all those together, and he was kind enough to share that information with us. So I wanted to pass that along. So get ready for some awesome concerts still coming up here in Illinois. Now, let me go ahead and give everybody a quick rundown of our VIP members. First, let's talk about Tim Garman. Tim Garman has got a great song playing out right now on the station called Girls, Girls, Girls. Chicago Country Girl is still doing so well, so that is still on the station, too. And you can listen to those at countryblastradio.com, or you can go to Tim's site to find out all about all of his music and everything else he has going on. You just go to timgarmanmusic.com. Next, Larry Massey still has a great song playing on Country Blast Radio. He is out there doing some performances and things. So go to his website to see where he's at. You can get him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. He's got an amazing voice. Wayne Jacobs also has several songs on Country Blast Radio. You can find out his information at reverbnation.com/Wayne Jacobs. Or WayneJacobs.com. So make sure you go check out all of his music and what he has going on. And then we have got Vince Anthony and his band. Vince Anthony, he's got a new CD out. He's got a couple of songs playing on Country Blast Radio, and he is out there performing like mad. He's constantly performing. So you can catch his shows just about anywhere. Go to his site, VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Click on the tour tab. Click on the music tab. You get to see where he's playing. You get to hear some of his music as well. He's opened up for some great people here. Throughout August, he'll be opening up for the Lost Trailers. He'll be opening up for Steve Holy. So they've got lots and lots going on, and I'm sure there's a lot more that have been added to the tour list since then. So make sure you go and check that out. If you want to become a VIP member, all you need to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP tab, and sign up. It literally takes a few minutes, and we've got information there about all these VIP members that I mentioned as well. All right.
Beautiful.
Back to you.
Back to you. Okay, thank you, thank you. So professional, so professional. Yes, as she goes back to screening. So also another thing I want to mention here, a lot of people are wondering how they could advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. So I just want to mention that all you have to do is call 331-442-5833. That number again, get your pencil and pads, everyone, is 331-442-5833, or email our station manager, Tina, who you just heard, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now, so there is never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on the radio. So do it, do it. So I'm very, very excited about that. And also, I want to mention here that Josie's Country Blast Radio, also known as Country Blast Radio, just delete the Josie's, but both ways work. We have the 24/7 licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio or Josie's Country Blast Radio, which could be heard at countryblastradio.com or www.facebook.com/countryblastradio. We're also on Live 365, and when you get the free app on your smartphone, such as iPhones and Droids, all you have to do is just search in the little search tab, Country Blast Radio, to find us. It's super easy, and then you can set us as a preset. And when you set us as a preset, it's super easy because I set it as a preset already, Country Blast Radio. I know it's sad. I put my own station on preset. But all you have to do is just click the little preset thing, and then it just pops up. So it's very, 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 very easy. So make sure you put that on preset. But remember, Live 365 is a free app on iPhones and Droids. Search Country Blast Radio, and then it's super easy. Just that's how you find us. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and even at josieshow.com when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition episodes. We play the best mix of all that is country, such as new and classic country music, music from signed and independent artists, and the top 30 Billboard chart topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music, so make sure you tune us in at work or on the go, and we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which kind of blows my mind, to be honest. I did not expect that. I really didn't, and I'm just so, so proud. Thank you so, so much, everyone, for listening. You guys did it, so thank you so, so much. I love you. And new music every week continuously being added, so please tune in every day. It's awesome. Remember, countryblastradio.com or facebook.com/countryblastradio or the Live 365 app. Now that I'm done stuttering, we have our next guest here all queued up. So let's do it right now. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Rudy Bain. Woo! Hello. Yeah. Gotta get to the top in there. Mm-hmm. Important. Rudy, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I am doing so great. I'm so excited to speak with you again.
Well, I am you too. You're a nice lady.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
You're doing a good thing up there.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too. You're doing great, great things as well. Constantly performing.
Well,
you're doing good.
Well, I enjoy doing what I do.
Oh, yes, you do, which is very, very important. If you don't love what you're doing, then you shouldn't be doing it, and you definitely love what you're doing, so keep going. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I plan on it for as long as I can.
Yes. Do it, do it. And for people who don't know, I had the pleasure of meeting you and listening to you perform at the Taylorville Country Concert not too long ago, and we have actually pictures together on our page and all that other stuff. And you're great. How have you been? What has been going on with you in your world?
just been keep playing music and enjoying my wife, you know, and I play wherever I can. And I get together about every day or every other day and practice with my band. I got a little band going now. It's one I used to have years ago. It's called the Drifters, Rudy and the Drifters. And we're doing okay on that. Doing pretty good on that. I'm just enjoying life. Enjoying my country music.
Absolutely.
I love that. Can I say hi to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Donnie Caldwell and his family. And I want to say hi to Pearl, his mother. She's a sweetheart. She's my sweetheart. She always has been, always will be. And Donnie's like my best friend in the world, you know, and my promoter and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank him personally for that myself.
Beautiful.
But
I like
everything going pretty good here.
Good. I'm so glad. You sound like you're having a great time.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love
mm-hmm.
it. But everything going pretty good.
Good. Good. I'm so glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And, you know, I know people here want to, you know, just kind of get to know you a little bit better. And, you know, we're kind of going to rewind a little bit, you know, to your earliest memory of making music. When was that for you? When did you really start this? When were you?
I really started playing music in public when I was in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, my dad and my grandpa, my dad passed away in 55, but, and my grandpa, he had his shop, you know, wood shop. He made mandolins and fiddles and everything. And my dad was an excellent fiddle player. And my grandpa was an excellent fiddle player. And they won the Fiddle Champs of Missouri in the late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle that played Hawaiian steel, and I had an uncle that played guitar. And I guess when I got up in teenage years, I started picking up the guitar myself, you know. I started out three chords and a prayer, you know. That's what I started out on. Once in a while, threw in a fourth gear for it, you know. But that's me, old traditional country music.
Love it. Absolutely.
I do a lot of shows around, you know. I played Petersburg up there, New Salem Country Opry. I played last Saturday in Finley. They got an Opry going on up there. And I'm scheduled to play next month here at the Eagles Club in Pena. So that's about what all happened until I got out of had a buddy of mine when I was about 21 years. They were playing the Faldo Homecoming, and he taught me into getting up. And that's where I first got on stage at. So ever since then, I've been going with it.
Oh, very, very cool. That's awesome. And then, you haven't stopped yet. You're still making great, great music. You sing such great, great music. I was wondering, who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really listen to and just love to sing to?
Well, I love to sing to everybody, but my biggest musical instruments, I mean, not the instruments, but the people that sang, I started out with Hank Williams Sr. He was my idol. And then I've got Marty Robbins and Farron Young. They're all mine. Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard. I do a little bit of all of them.
Awesome.
I do about any of them. I can even take you back to Jimmy Rogers. But
oh, yeah. You love the greats.
That, Yeah. That's just what, you know, I was raised up on, and that's kind of grew with me. And that was my dream of being able to sing like them once in a while, you know. Now, not like them, but do their songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a songwriter. I just like to do the traditional country.
Just
but
love
I'd
music.
Have to say all told all around the block would be Hank Williams Sr. is my favorite.
I kind of
grew up with him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The greats, gotta love them. The traditional country music. That's what you sing, and you do a really great job at it. I mean, you really do. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that. I really thank you for that.
Yes. I know people just are going to love it. I mean, because we have a song that we're going to play in just a moment, so that's gonna be very exciting.
But I'm kind of excited right now myself. Kind of excited.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. I've never did nothing like this before, you know.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
But I've done a lot of shows. I used to play in Ramsey, you know, at the Tex Williams Theater there. I played there for years, every Saturday night. And I once opened a show in Brownstown for Gene Watson. And if it wasn't for Donnie, you know, I'd never been to Nashville. And he took me there one time, and I sang right around the corner from Grand Ole Opry. I'm trying to think those guys' names. He had a show there once, and they made it to Rudy's Cafe. They had two big stands in there, you know, stages. And I sang the back one there. And when I got done, went back there later for the night show, and I got to meet Trait Young, Baron Young's son.
Oh, wow, really?
Got to meet him, yes. So, oh, that's good, you know. And that's just memories in my, that I can take with me when I'm gone, you know. But until that happens, you know, I hope to keep carrying on my country music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You do it proud. You really do. And I know you have a lot of great support out there. And I know there's a lot of new fans out there that just are so, so excited to hear a little bit of you singing. So I have a song here that I got from off of YouTube. You gotta love YouTube. So everyone, please forgive the quality if it's, you know, a bit off. But we had to convert it. And it's amazing. So we have to play that. But you currently do covers. So I found a song I'm going to play a bit of so that everyone can hear your great voice, okay? We're going to play about like 30 seconds of it. Yeah.
Anytime.
And then if you want to see and hear the full stuff, then please just go to his YouTube page. What's your YouTube page, if you don't mind?
Well, hon, I don't have one. I don't have a internet or nothing like that. I have to go with my sister's.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. We'll find it. We'll find everything for you to post to make sure everyone can hear it. So yeah, we'll make sure we do that for you. So now I really want to play this a little bit of this, and we'll be right back with Rudy Bain in just a moment. So please take a listen. Here we go. Just a little tidbit.
Baby, close that door. Got everybody talking all over town. I keep one thing in mind, 'cause this one's gonna hurt you for a long time. Yeah.
There we go. That was a little bit of a tidbit. Remember, once again, we had to convert it, you know, off of YouTube, so the quality was a little off, but he sounded great. You really did, Rudy. And you could also remember, all you have to do is type in his name on YouTube, and Rudy Bain, and then you could find all of the covers he's done. Uber easy. Super, super easy. So make sure you do that. And also, where can everyone go to hear more of you performing? Is there a website that you kind of keep people up to date with your stuff? I know you're on social networking sites, right? Or what
yeah.
do you do? Yeah.
I just I advertise, you know, and talk
mm-hmm.
to people, and I just go out and try to sell myself.
Exactly.
You know, to different places and everything, and. I have a lot of luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of luck with that, getting hired different places and everything. And
yeah,
you gotta get
people to you, you know.
Yes.
You gotta do.
And I normally mm-hmm. just take pictures or a CD out with me, you know, let them listen to it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're interested, then I smile about it.
Yeah, definitely. And is there one place that you would like to perform at that you haven't yet? Is there a place that you would like to perform?
Yeah, there is. I would like to go to Nashville again and go out there with Brad Hart. He invited
mm-hmm.
me out one time to sing out there at the Palace. He said he'd get me up there and... So far, I haven't made that one yet. I think that'd make my day.
Oh, yeah.
If I
definitely
could sing
have to do that.
At the Palace in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But that was offered to me one time.
Very nice.
But we're having a show August 17th. It's for Donnie's stepdad. He's got cancer. And we're having a show here at the Sportsman Club here in Pena, August 17th. And it's a $10 cover charge. And we got Brad Hart coming down, me, and I got my band going to play and everything. And there's going to be another guest star there from Nashville, another singer-songwriter.
Awesome.
I played with, what's his name, Rick? Tyler?
Sounds like a great name.
Mike Styler. Mike Styler.
Mm-hmm.
I played with him in Taylorville. He was excellent. And the fiddle player there, he once played for George Jones, so there ain't nothing shabby about none of that, you know. I just love all them country guys, you know. And if I ever get, you know, when I get a chance to play with one of them and sing, be on stage and play with one of them, well, that just makes my day.
Oh, amen.
And Brad Hart, I think he's a great singer, and I'm looking forward to playing mm-hmm. with him again. Having music doing with him again on stage, you know. Maybe, who knows, sometime I might get out to Nashville and just do that show he invited me to one time.
You do. You need to. Absolutely. And there's actually a message here for you that I want to say here. Don Caldwell is listening and wanted to say hello to you and keep up the good singing.
Well, thank you, and thank Donnie.
Yeah.
He's probably my best friend in the world.
Oh, he is great. He is a great support to many of the guests that we featured, so he is great.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, too. He's in it with both feet,
mm-hmm.
as you say.
He is.
You know, he enjoys it, and... He sends me CDs, and we talk. Matter of fact, I talked to him earlier today and this morning.
There you go, see? Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
yeah, he's just a good, like I say, he's my promoter and my best
mm-hmm.
friend. But
he is. Absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to mention that because I don't think he's able to call in. I think he's busy with something, but he wanted me to mention that to you on air. So I had to do it.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Anytime. Anytime, anytime. And also here, our last question, because we are running out of time, but I wanted to get this out, you know, because this is always a fun question for our guests. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? What would you say? What do you like to do on your downtime?
I'm downtown. I like to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I like to fish, and I hunt the woods even at my age. When ginseng season's in, I go hunt ginseng. I like mushroom hunting, mainly fishing and hunting. I gave up hunting because I can't see killing little animals, you know, no more. But I just soon let them live. And
yeah.
I'm living my life, and I just like to visit with my family and get my boy and go fishing, and that's about it, other than jamming, playing music, and being with my wife.
Yes.
Been married 31 years, so.
Wow, congrats. That's amazing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is. I've lived this woman 31 years.
Wow. Very, very nice. So I like it. You have a really great mix there. I mean, spending time with your wife, and then also you're a very outdoorsy person, and then music. I mean, not too shabby. Very nice.
Well, I know I enjoyed meeting you up there, and you're doing a great job in what you're doing, hon. You're doing
a great job,
and I hope you keep it up and just grow with it.
You too. Absolutely. Good luck with all of your future endeavors, and I really, really hope that you get the chance to perform at the Nashville Palace and just keep performing everywhere that you can. And I think you're amazing, Rudy. I think you're absolutely amazing. I love talking to you.
I do you too, and I thank you. And if I ever get to do that, then, hey, by the way, we do that this show out here August 17th.
August
Why don't
17th.
You and your family come down?
We definitely have to. I'm definitely going to look into it because I really want to. I'll try to make it. I'll try to get it. I'll try to do it.
Well, we would like to have you down here. We really would.
It's always fun. It really is. When we all get together, it was a lot of fun. It was such a great meeting to get to meet you and Brett Howard and everyone there. It was just amazing. You know, Don Caldwell. I mean, it was.
They're excellent musicians, excellent singers. Mm-hmm. I like it.
They are. Mm-hmm. I agree. And yourself as well. And I just want to thank you so, so much, Rudy Bain, everyone. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. We really loved it.
It's my honor. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much. And we'll keep in touch for sure. So we'll chat with you very soon, okay? Keep doing your thing.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Rudy Bain, everyone, we'll chat with you soon, all right? Goodbye. Have a great night. Rudy Bain. Woo! Awesome. It was so much. It's so much fun to chat with, such great friends I've got to meet. And it was a lot of fun to catch up with these great guys. And it's always a blast. So, Brett Howard, Rod Ballou, and Rudy Bain. Such great guys that we got to chat with. So also just a little reminder here, next week joining us on the Josie Show will be Brian Collins, Justin the Mystifier, Shane Wooten, and Jason Clutter. So four guests coming up next week on the Josie Show. And also on Monday, June 17th, will be our Josie Show special edition episode with Sheila Ray Charles, daughter of legendary late great Ray Charles. She's an amazing, amazing artist. And we'll get to hear some music and ask her about the We Are Hope song and campaign. We'll also have an incredible live surprise for Miss Sheila Ray Charles on the show Monday. So make sure you tune in. You won't want to miss any of it. You just tune in right here on The Josie Show at josieshow.com at 7 p.m. Central this Monday for Sheila Ray Charles. So check it all out. Can't wait to see you guys on Monday, June 17th. And then next week on Friday, we have four amazing guests I just mentioned. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show, my three wonderful, wonderful guests. Just thank you so much for everyone for tuning in. And we are going to play out here. Grandma's Got a Lover by Rod Ballew is going to be playing us out. So let's play that right now. Thank you so much, everyone. Good night. Mwah! Talk to you soon.
She's got a brand new tat on her lower back, drinking shooters at the bar. She's fighting oldies like a wood leg. She's living fast and hard. Shifting gears, she ain't shedding no tears, 'cause there's no one left at home. There's a wave and string, she don't care what you think. She don't wanna be alone, oh brother. Grandma got a lover. Ain't no denying, Grandma's been a smiling. You ask her where she's been, she just went some grand old brother. Grandma's got a lover.
Grandma's got a love.